And welcome to another episode of Being Surreal. And in today's episode, we are going to talk about peace of mind. I'll try to make this a series, like how to be peaceful in mind. But one of the techniques of being peaceful is learning how to say no. So I'll tell you a little story about it. Okay, back in 2019-20, I used to run a meme page on Instagram. Okay, and I had like 10,000 subscribers. No, wait, 10,000 followers. You call followers, they're not subscribers. I had pretty good reach, and like I used to post memes and stories. So this one time, a classmate of mine, he was a friend. Okay, he texted me, and he texted that there's this post. Can you put it on your story? If you have been on Instagram, then you know that there are a lot of competitions of like DP competition or DP fight. I don't know what you call it these days, but yeah, there is this thing. And what happens is the account posts a photo and people have to put likes. So the post with the maximum likes win the competition. So it's sort of like that. So a friend of mine texted and said that, can you put it on your story and ask people to like it? Because I want, like, it's my friend's photo and she wants to win. Can you do that? And since it was a girl, and if you hear those bells, there's a temple nearby. So he asked me to like post that on Instagram. And since the post was a photo of girl, I was like, no. Frankly, I don't like this competition and I wouldn't have posted it anyway. But if it was like a good photograph, like a natural scenery like photograph, I would have posted it. But it was of a girl and I was like, no, I'm not gonna post it. And he was like, please. I was like, no, I have my reasons. At first, I was not even gonna tell him the reason why I'm denying it. But since he was a friend, I was like, no, I'm not gonna do it because this is something I don't like to do. I would do this, 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 and this is why I'm not gonna do it. My friend got salty about it. He was like, you are being a person of attitude. You are being an attitude boy. And I was like, okay, it's fine. I don't mind. Because I'm not gonna post something which I don't like. So I was very clear about that. And I think he really took it seriously because we still don't really talk a lot. But I think it's fine. It's fine. Because mental peace. The thing with saying no is like a lot of people are not able to say no. Like someone would come up to them for some help and they won't be able to say no because the other person would feel bad or they would not talk to them or something like that. So it's like I went to someone and I'm like, bro, please lend me 1 lakh rupees. I'll not return it. But can you do that for me, please? And the other person can't say no. Like, I just earned easy money, just like that. But people would say no for a serious case, of course. But they won't say no for small things. But they won't like it, okay? They'll be a little salty about it. And maybe later it will build up and it will have a snowball effect and do something far worse. So it's better to say no and be peaceful. So once I started saying no to people to things I don't want to do, I started being happy because I was not doing anything which I didn't like. If someone asks me for help and I'm like, I can do it, then I say, yes, I can do it, and I do that. If I don't, I just reject. If there's a benefit to it, okay? So there are people who would stay with you and then there are people who would not stay with you. So thing works like this. If someone who is actually willing to stay with you are gonna stay with you, you can reject them sometimes, but they'll still be there for you because they know if you can't do this, then maybe you can help them in another thing. If someone doesn't really want to stay with you, well, it gives them a reason to leave. And once they leave, you can be sure they're not gonna ask you for help. For help you don't wanna do. It's a win-win situation, I think. You get peace of mind and you lose friends who are just for their benefits. I think it's a good deal. I would do such deals. I'd actually do that deal. A lot of people don't take peace of mind very seriously and that's why they are stressed. And this saying no is one step towards them. Not just that, but if I'm not doing anything I don't want to do, I have time. Now that is up to me what I want to do it. Like for me, this is how it works. If I'm like doing nothing and just lying down and wasting my time, I am sometimes fine with it. Like I don't mind. Why? Because I'm the one who is doing it. But if someone else wastes my time, like if there's a class but the teacher is late, I get little infuriated about it. Why? Because someone else is wasting my time and I don't like that. It's like only I can waste my own time because I know the value. When it can be spent playing games or when it needs to be used, once you have that peace of mind, I can do whatever I want. Like right now I have that and I'm recording, but for last some weeks I was not able to do that. Because of that there were no episodes, and I'll try to be as consistent as possible. Like I'm trying my best. And I know I didn't even post the book club video. It was ready and it is ready now, but I'm not able to post it. Like, so also I worked out with a new routine for book club, that now instead of getting the book, instead of you getting the newsletter at the month end, you'll get it in the beginning. So it's better, like you get a new book every start of the month, and that 1 month you can read that book and apply that knowledge to your learning. With that, I'll end today's episode, and thank you for tuning in. And if you don't mind, I would really appreciate you sharing it with your friends and asking them to subscribe, because I really want to reach at least 100. At least 100. 100 seems nice, okay? And it's not greed, but I really want to reach 100. And if you could comment anything, that would be very helpful too. So with that, I'll end today's episode. And peace out.